Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It's so good to be with you this morning. We've just completed the Alpha Journey here at church just before the summer holidays there. We thought it would be really good to invite along Brenda and James just to share a little bit about Alpha and their journey and how that's changed and impacted their lives. Morning, Brenda. So good to see you
morning,
today.
Morning, Jen.
So tell me, what brought you along to Alpha?
So my friend Steph, I had been talking to her about coming back to church, and she said to me, there's an Alpha course going to start. Had I been intrigued as to what Alpha was, she sent me an email about it, and I came along.
That's really good. And did you come to the open night at Symposium where we had the drop-in?
No, I didn't. I was on holiday.
Okay, so you just was
so
brave
I was
and
right
up.
Into week one, yes.
Excellent, that's yes. Great. And how do you find each week and how do you feel that changed you with what you'd heard and seen?
Every week was so good, so informative. Yourself and Stephen, Vivian and her husband, is it Charles? And the rest of the folk that were helping out with Alpha, so helpful, always there and ready to answer questions that you had, so welcoming, very welcoming, made to feel at home. And of course, lovely food to go with it, which is really fine.
Absolutely, yeah. Food. The food was great.
Yeah.
What do you think made the biggest impact on you?
I suppose probably listening to Nikki Gumbel on the recordings, and I think talking to yourselves about learning, or you know, my perception of how to pray. Of how to be as a Christian person. I think every week you learn something different about that.
Yeah.
And you learned it through the videos and also, of course, through the talk that promoted amongst everybody at the tables, etc. Yeah. No, it was, really good.
That's right. I mean, the speaking round about the table, that community feeling.
Really
and
good.
No question was stupid.
And that's right.
Everybody was open to hear what had to be said.
Yep.
So why should someone watching this morning, why should they consider doing Alpha?
Okay, well, I would say anybody that is considering a life with the Lord in it and wants that to be fit their life's about, then if they're not sure or if they're not sure of what that would entail for them, then Alpha will go a long way to explain it.
That's right. I'm just throwing in a bonus question here, Brenda. I know that you shared with me that you had been brought up in church.
I was, yeah.
And hadn't been for a while.
Yeah.
So tell me just a little bit of what that journey's looked like to you and how you found home now at Apex.
Okay. I was brought up in a Methodist church in Peterhead, Methodism being a generational thing with my family. I then, about 14 years old, broke away from the church. I got married, and I got married to somebody that just wasn't a church-going person. And I just kind of went in that direction. Over the years, I've had two boys. I've ultimately been divorced now. I've had quite a lot of stuff going on in my life. It's taken me quite a while to realise that actually through the hard times of my life, despite the fact that I had turned my back, the Lord was actually still there, and he still hid my back. Yeah. He still was, you know, and there's a lot of things I know I would never have coped with or managed had he not been there.
Yeah.
And as I say, it kind of escalated probably for Steph. I had been thinking about church for quite a while. I had been reading the Bible again. That was another thing that you shared, Stephen, about reading your Bible. And I think, you know, it's brought it home to me how you do become closer to the Lord with that. So, that's really kind of a bit of my story.
Great. So who would you say, who would you say Alpha is for? Do you need to come with anything?
No, not at all. No. I think what you need to come with is an open heart. And be, you know, you want to be walking the journey with the Lord.
That's right. And as we've heard this morning, Brenda has enjoyed Alpha and how she's managed to go back and find Jesus again and develop her relationship with him just by coming along to the church, coming around a table, listening to the word from Nikki Gumbel, and then sharing that questions and thoughts around the table with the leaders. And it's been so good to see Brenda on her journey and just seeing the community that's developed from this group. Now we're going to hear from Stephen and James.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, Brenda. He is so encouraging to hear just some of Brenda's story this morning. We're going to hear from James just in a few moments. You know, one of the things that we've really enjoyed in the Alpha journey this time and has been really getting alongside people and seeing how people have all been in a journey. There's been a lot of people came along to Alpha and a lot of people at different stages. Some people didn't know God, didn't know Jesus as their personal saviour, and others just slightly more further down the road in their faith. You know, it's been great just hearing from each one of them over the past few weeks, just sharing something of what God has done in their lives. And James has been on an incredible journey himself, okay, and thank you again, James, for taking the time to share with us this morning. Yeah. Now, are you used to public speaking, James?
Well, no, I know.
I know. Good stuff. Well, we're just going to take a few moments, James, just to go through a couple of questions, and I know that there's something that you've got prepared that you just want to share with us later on, but Just to kick things off, James, how did you come along to Apex Church?
Well, I was invited by my friend John Cameron to come along.
Okay.
Asked if I'd like to come. He said, I wouldn't mind.
Okay. And where did you meet John?
Was it the Buckenhaven Pier.
Buckenhaven Pier, okay. So after a day's fishing, so. And he invited you along. That's great. That's great. We often speak about the power of an invitation. It's testimony to that tonight. Okay, so you came along to Apex Church and then you heard about Alpha. I mean, who invited you along to Alpha? Was that John again?
John again, aye.
Okay.
He told me he was on it before, so he just wanted to come and meet you. So I didn't feel alone.
Good, that's good. So he was there in the journey as well. No, that's brilliant, that's brilliant. And how did you feel coming along to Alpha? How did you feel that experience was?
I thought it was great for the start, and as it went down at the end, even got better. And the mayor heard about it and what happened and the videos and get it on every week again.
Yeah.
It just got beat in the end and it got to the end.
That's good. So what did the first night look like for you? Where was it that we met for the first night for Alpha? Was that in the church here or was you part of the group that met at symposium?
I was in the symposium.
So you met us.
It was fine to meet folk here before we finally started in the church down below, downstairs.
Okay, no, that's great. That's great. So we've established you came along to Alpha the first week in the symposium, mm-hmm. Then the next week you came along down the stairs. Okay. Again, how did you find that experience, James?
Oh, I thought it was great. I'm glad I came. And it made you feel better again.
Okay.
About your life again.
Okay. And what bits would you say that you enjoyed every night?
The meals was good.
The meals.
She gave me double halfpence. She must have liked me.
So we kind of miss speaking about Alpha. Speaking about the legendary Lynn. Lynn Marr does an incredible job, and thank you, Lynn, for incredible work. And our daughter as well was helping this time, so she did a fantastic job as well, and was having the food. Okay, so come along, you have the food on the night. What kind of thing happened after that, after you had the food together?
I just listened. It was good, we said, and I just enjoyed it, and we had a good time to speak and say what you got to say. Have you got a chance to speak? I'm glad I spoke. So I didn't think I would, but God gave me the sense to speak. So I was glad.
That's brilliant. And it was great to see and hear it. It was so encouraging, James. So if we think about it was 10, 11 weeks that you was along with us in that journey. How did you feel that Alpha changed your life, or how was your life changed through Alpha? Is probably a better way of phrasing the question.
I realised that I drifted for God. It come in almost the end of Alpha.
Okay.
And then how to get back on the right road again.
Okay.
With God.
Okay.
I'm so happy I did.
That's brilliant. So had you become a Christian before?
I was a Christian years ago, many years. In the York Street Hall, the Brethren Church.
Yeah.
Then I was baptised in the Church of Christ, doing the side of all light boats, the place.
Okay,
That was a while ago now. But in fact, I've noticed with Alpha, I'd slipped again.
Okay.
And get it wrong, well, I gave it like...
Okay.
But since my wife died, I've been on the right track now, so I'm trying to get better.
That's good.
Guinness, I want to be better.
Aye, yeah.
Because if I leave this earth, I want to be good, a good person, and better person.
Yeah. That's great, and it's great
happier
to hear it. Desire.
I couldn't be any happier with God now. He's really, in fact, I'm in love with God now.
brilliant.
Never press so hard, never in earth.
That's fantastic. And that comes with relationship, and I think that's one of the things that we've heard come with a lot of people as well, is coming along well, is it's not just a case of finding out the knowledge, it's having that personal relationship with God. Now we know, James, that you've been in a bit of a journey yourself, and we know that you've got someone prepared that you wanted to share with us tonight. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to do it. I'll hold your microphone for you, and then that will just help you to read it.
Yeah, just something I just wrote. That's got to help me. So I came from church one Sunday morning and asked God to help me to write about my journey so far and the way I feel at Ibex Church. For those of you that don't know me, my name is James Wilson. I just felt I had to share my story so far with you all. I'd like to thank my friend John Carman for asking me along to the church with him and Grace. I never regretted the offer or the experience. 2022 has been really challenging for me and my family because my wife died in January. But I believe God has a plan for my life. The band here at Epix has done a lot for me, and they give me a boost every single week. It's so easy to see the love of God. Everyone in Epix has made me feel at home in the church, and I love hearing the word of God again. I have attended Alpha, and this has shown me how much I have drifted away from God and how to get back on the right road with God. I'm so grateful God loved me enough that he gave his son for me. I have felt so much in love with God now. He has changed my life completely. And I am happy I shared my story with you. I thank Epic Church for helping me feel at home with the Lord again. Thank you.
Well, how good was that? And that's really words from the heart, James, and thank you for sharing that with us. We was just sharing just before we started recording today, and you were sharing about something that happened, I think, was it the second last week at Alpha. You want to share something about that, James?
Well, I'm glad, I missed some of the courses, But I'm glad they get back one. And I realised I needed to recommit. So back on the right track again. And so Stephen pray for him and Ronnie as well. So I feel fantastic. It was great. I'm really glad I came to the course. Brilliant.
No, that's brilliant. And these are the stories that we didn't just do this for a camera and for a recording. Can this is real. This is why we do Alpha, because we believe in what Alpha does. It gives the opportunity. And it's not about Alpha. It's about people getting on track and having a relationship and a desire to move on with Jesus as our Saviour. You know, it's a delight today to be able to say that as we have worked with the team at Alpha and the guys and the ladies who've come along, we've seen so much. We've seen God work in so many powerful ways, probably a lot more than what we can speak about tonight or today, to be honest. But no, we're thankful for that. And I just wanted to extend that invitation to you as you're watching this today. You know, you don't need to come along to an Alpha course to ask Jesus into your life. You can do that in the here and now. If you want that personal relationship with Jesus, as Brenda and James have spoken about today, you just need to ask the Lord as your own personal Saviour. And I just want to invite you to do that. If you want to speak to anybody at Apex, please get in touch with us. We would be delighted to get in touch with you and just to speak through a wee bit more of what that decision is. So friends, can we just say a big thank you to Brenda and James for what they have done, what they've shared with us today. Thank you for coming along and sharing with Apex Online. And I trust that you've been as inspired as what we have. So thank you again. We pray God's blessing on you both in the days and weeks and months that come. And also on the rest of the team that came along to Alpha. Thank you again, folks. And if you want to know more, please get in touch with us.